This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Taliban urged international airlines on Sunday to resume flights to Kabul, Afghanistan's capital, saying all technical issues at the country's main airport have been resolved. Facilities at Kabul Airport were badly damaged in the chaotic evacuation of more than 120,000 people. That evacuation ended August 30th with the withdrawal of the last of the U.S. troops. Since then, only charter flights have been operating, although some carriers have run some special flights. The international community is keen to hold the Taliban to their word that they will allow anyone to leave the country once commercial flights resume. Services at Kabul Airport were restored, mostly with the technical help from Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Turkey. U.S. Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas and Texas Governor Greg Abbott clashed on Sunday over enforcement of the country's immigration laws. This after thousands of Haitian migrants were cleared from the U.S.-Mexican border city of Del Rio, Texas. On Fox News Sunday, Mayorkas defended the national government's response to the chaos at the border. He said it complied with federal laws and was in line with what he said was one of the United States' proudest traditions, that of allowing foreign migrants to enter the United States to seek asylum. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott said Mayorkas and U.S. President Joe Biden have, in his words, abandoned any pretense of securing the border. He said the Biden administration has instead sent a message to the world that the border is open. Abbott spoke in a separate interview on the same news program. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Voting has ended in Germany's national parliamentary elections, with exit polling indicating a tight contest between outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union and the center-left Social Democrats, Armin Laschet of the Christian Democratic Union and Olaf Scholz of the Social Democrats are both vying to take Merkel's place. Merkel is stepping down after 16 years as leader of Europe's biggest national economy. Exit polls show both parties running neck and neck, each with about a quarter of voter support. The environmentalist Green Party is in third place with about 15%. The newly elected lawmakers will likely have to form a coalition government, meaning it may take some weeks before Merkel's replacement is determined. No party is expected to come close to a majority. South Korea has welcomed the prospect of a summit with North Korea after Pyongyang said it would be willing to consider the idea. North Korea said Saturday that it would be willing to consider another summit if mutual respect between the neighbors can be assured. This according to state news agency KCNA, who is quoting the Kim Yo-jong, the sister of the North leader Kim Jong-un. South Korea welcomed the prospect on Sunday, with the unification ministry saying it expected to swiftly engage in talks with Pyongyang while urging the need to restore a hotline link between the two countries. Several hundred demonstrators gathered in Tunis on Sunday to call on President Kais Saied to step down. Saied said this week brushed aside much of the 2014 constitution, giving himself power to rule by decree 2 months after he sacked the prime minister, suspended parliament, and assumed executive authority. The crisis has endangered the democratic gains that Tunisians have won in a 2011 revolution that triggered the Arab Spring protest. It has also slowed efforts to solve Tunisia's economic troubles. Saied said his actions are needed to address a crisis of political paralysis, economic stagnation, and a poor response to the coronavirus pandemic. He has promised to uphold rights and not become a dictator. On Friday, Tunisia's influential labor union rejected key elements of Saied's seizure of power and warned that it was a threat to democracy. And a former Rwandan army colonel, regarded as the architect of the 1994 genocide, has died in Mali while serving a 35-year sentence for crimes against humanity. Theonest Bagosora died on Saturday, according to his son, who announced the death in a post on social media. Bagosora was 80 when he died in a prison hospital on Saturday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.